man the Garden of Eden. He couldn't bring back man, couldn't bring heaven man back to you. He couldn't bring heaven to you. He didn't come to bring you to heaven, get you to heaven, get you to live right so that you can get to heaven. No, he come in and wants you to live right, man, because you're in heaven, man, on earth. When he came in, this is what he said. Repent. What? In other words, man, all your ways of doing things and everything else, man, listen, this is going to be a whole different way. What? Repent. Be prepared to change, man, your whole philosophy, your whole way of thinking. Right. And be don't continue to be conformed to this world system that you're living in. But be willing, man, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? So that you could prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for our lives. I ain't talking about having no choice. He said, so that you could prove, so that you could possess that, so that you could testify that, so that you could have that. What everything that he said, everything that Jesus said. Jesus said, man, he wasn't praying for the sick, man. He was healing the sick. He had already prayed. He had already decreed and declared, man, that by the stripes that's going to be placed upon my back, you heal. You know, he already decreed and declared, man, that in the Garden of Eden and in that original place that God set you up in, there wasn't no sickness in there. There wasn't none of that in there. And that ain't God's will for your life, man. And we pray what? Not our will, but thy will be done. He say, hey, listen, man, I couldn't restore it back to you, more all the original. You're looking at it. So he walked this earth as the Son of Man. In every circumstance, in every situation, in every symptom that he confronted in his life, he ruled and reigned over it. They brought the sick to him, baby, he healed them. They brought people possessed with demons, man, he cast them out. They brought folks there, man, that had needs, he met every need. They brought the dead to him, man, he raised them up. He was dictating, man, to every circumstance, situation, and symptom in his life. He wasn't operating as an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, a Pharisee, a Sadducee, a scribe, none of all those things. He was operating, man, as the Son of God. Hello. Among who? To the sons of man. That's us. To let us know who we who are sons of man are not only are the sons of man, man, but we come from the Most High God. We sons of the Most High God. we possess his character and his nature. His image, his likeness. As he like him, so are we. As above, so below. But I ain't talking about that philosophy. I'm talking about, man, as he is, so are we. If you don't know that, you don't never hear that, you don't never preach that, man, you know, you don't never develop into that. That's why I told you the devil, man, he preoccupies, man, with the good thing. That's the good thing about Jesus, man. As long as you don't, man, hear the good news that he preaching. What Jesus preached again, he preached the good news about you. He said the kingdom of heaven, man, is among you. He said, come you who are blessed of your Father and inherit the kingdom that was of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. He was ministering to men about you. And the gospel, the good news is, that ain't in the sweet by and by. That ain't when we die and we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing going to be. No, he say this is the day that the Lord had made, and if we know how he made it, everything was good, man. And on the 7 day rest, you rejoice too. In all things.
So Taylor, I want you to sing it.
Because you'll know something, man. You know. You'll know who you are. And when somebody asks you who you are, you won't say, well, I'm so-and-so, and I'm a member of so-and-so church, and my pastor is Reverend so-and-so, and I'm a Christian. No. You'll go beyond that. All that's in that, but you'll go beyond that. And you'll take your proper, you'll take your seat at the right hand of God, man, and you, this will be your question. This will be your answer. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm a ruler. If I'm in a male body, that's a king. If I'm in a female body, that's a queen. Don't stop using the word kings and queens. Just use it for what it really is and what it really means. A ruler. We living, man, flipping the script. We living the opposite. Why, man? Because you don't know that. You ain't even preached that. That's what Jesus was preaching. When he was casting out devils and doing all the mighty things that he was doing, man, he wasn't doing that, man, you know, to to make himself way above us, you know, and way above us, even though he is the King of Kings, but he was letting us know, man, he was showing us. This how God intended for you to live. This how you supposed to roll. This how you supposed to live. This how you supposed to think. And when it came time for him to give up, to leave this earth and finish the work that he came to do, man, he wasn't afraid to die. Because for this purpose came out into the world. But baby, when I die, hey Lord, you who are dead and trespassing and sin, you will have an opportunity, man, to come back into the Garden of Eden and eat off the tree of life and all them other good trees in the garden and live forever and ever and ever. In heaven, on earth. Hello. And to all those who will respond. Hey, listen, the flaming swords, when Adam and them ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and God put them out of that environment and that atmosphere, out of his presence, man, then he put out their angels with flaming swords, man, to protect, man, the entrance back into that place so that man could not eat off the tree of life and thereby live forever in that fallen state that he was in. That's why God put Adam out of the garden, to protect the tree of life, so that Adam wouldn't eat off that tree of life in that sinful state. My point is, man, you know, them angels with them flaming swords, God then called them back up to heaven 2,000 years ago. And now there's no longer no flaming swords, man, angels with flaming swords protecting and keeping mankind out of the Garden of Eden, man. Now he take it in place of the man and put a door there. Hallelujah. Instead of, man, angels with flaming swords there, there's a door there now. And the door ain't locked, baby. Ain't got no lock to it. Hallelujah. And boy, Jesus say this here, man. I'm not it. You preach the good news about me, but I'm really not it. I'm not it. I'm just the way to it. I'm the door to it. What it what, man? Come you who are blessed of your Father and get your inheritance. Come through the door. Come through me. Now, ain't you come to, if you're trying to come any other way, you're a thief and a robber. Hey, he the door. The door to what, man? Back into the Garden of Eden, man. Back into that place where Adam and Eve was, man, before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Back into that place. Why is that place so important? Why is it so important for you to know about the kingdom of heaven and for you to come back in? Because only from that place can you fulfill your purpose and destiny. Only from that place. God planted the garden. God planted and God put the man in there. He didn't leave that none of that up to the man. I told you, this is what God doing. God planted an environment and an atmosphere. Can you imagine, man, what God, Eden, man. Eden is, it's a hard word to explain, man. In the Hebrew, they got five strokes written in it, and the way each stroke means something. You know, Eden is, it has five different meanings. Let me see if I can help you. And one stroke is spot. One of the strokes mean, you know, presence. One of the strokes mean the life of place. One of the strokes mean door. So what is Eden? Eden is like a spot that's only right for a moment. That has a doorway, man, into the presence of the Lord. To where all the blessings are, all your spiritual blessings that you've been blessed with, you know where they are? They're in heavenly places. They're in that place. And that's where God designed for mankind to live from. Not from the wilderness. So when I say, man, God want to come, man, us to come past, come out of Egypt and come past our wilderness experience and enter, man, into the promised land. And the spirit, you're just saying, man, he wants you to come back into, man, the original place that he had for you. That wall that separates the holy place from the holies of holies, that wall torn in two, man. Signifying, man, that what Jesus did, he washed us and cleansed us. The good news about Jesus, that cleansed us up, and that's good. We got to have that. That's the door. But what I'm saying is don't just stop at the door. Come on in to all the benefits and blessings, man, that's for ours, that's behind the door. What's all the benefits and blessings? All of the kingdom of heaven. When, Arthur, when I die? No, right now. Why? So that's been prepared for you before the foundation of the world. The lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world, man, that's already prepared for you before the foundation of the world. And the message that what Jesus preached, that's why I say this is not the gospel of Jesus. This is the message that he preached. Come on in. All you who are heavy laden. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. And you'll find rest for your soul. And you'll cease from your works and you'll get in on what the Father is doing, man, and you'll just rest in him. And you'll come out of darkness, out of ignorance, out of a lack of knowledge, man, into the marvelous light, into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of life, into a lifestyle. You know where that begins at? It begins on the inside of every last one of us. You know where that starts from? That begins on the inside of every last one of us. Is when you hear the good news. Remember what you said in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light, the illumination of man. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. It couldn't see you. They couldn't stop it from shining, man. Then he came to his own. He went to his own people, man. To the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the Jews in that day, man, we'll call his own people, man, and they didn't receive him. They were caught up in their own ideology and their own traditions and everything else, man, which was a good thing. It was not evil. It was a good thing. It was man's attempt to try to please God. That ain't bad. You know, like I say, it's a good thing. It just might not necessarily be the right thing or his way of doing it. Baby, that's my message to everybody. That's what I want, man, more than anything else, man, is for people, man, to come to the knowledge, man, that what Jesus preached. Again, this is what he preached. This is the inauguration of the message. This is his first message. After he had been led of the Spirit into the wilderness where he contended with the devil and put him under his feet, and then the Bible says he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. And from that time forth, they begin to preach and say, what? Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then later on, he say, come, I must go and preach the gospel of the kingdom to other cities as well. For therefore was I sent. Then when he sent the disciples out two by two, he told them, go and preach the gospel of the kingdom and cast out devils and heal the sick. They went and preached the gospel of the kingdom, the same message that he was preaching, and they cast out devils and they healed the sick. And they come back rejoicing. He told them in the Great Commission, go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them, watch this here, what I taught you. What he taught them, man, he taught them all about the kingdom, all through the four gospels, man. That's all you're going to see, man, the kingdom of God. That place is heaven. Come to bring heaven to you. Instead of us, man, trying to get to heaven, he come to bring heaven to you. You know why he come to bring heaven to you? Because, well, let me say it in a different way. He come to bring heaven back to us. You remember that garden that God planted on the earth? We call the Garden of Eden a spot for the moment where it is an open door to the presence of the Lord and to all the blessings that he have in store for us. In other words, God bought a little piece of heaven, man, an atmosphere, an environment that heaven is like, and plant, that's the garden that he planted. He planted a little man carbon copy of, he planted a piece of heaven on earth. And in that environment and in that atmosphere and in that place, he put mankind. And from that place, he told mankind to be fruitful and multiply and replenish or make the whole earth, man, just like this place right here. I don't know why it's so complicated, man. You know, and why sometimes we, I know, because the God of this world, if this gospel is here, the Bible says because the God of this world has hardened our hearts and blinded our eyes to seeing we see not and hearing we hear not. Boy, there's an anointing that remove every burden and destroy every yoke. And Jesus said this here. He didn't only just preach that, but you know what he said before that? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What's the gospel to the poor? Those who are poor in spirit, those who are blinded to the truth of God's word, those who... What gospel is? You don't have to be poor no more. He sent me to open the blind eyes, to unstop the deaf ears, the recovering of sight to the blind, those who are blinded to the truth of what God is really doing. And they're just preoccupied with the good things and having church and trying the best they can to live the best they can and hope that, man, when their bodies go to the dust of the ground, man, when they die, they make it to heaven. That ain't no bad thing. That's a good thing. If you're lost, man, you know you want to be found. You want to find your way, you know. But you can't find your way. Listen, man, it was the Lord who came looking for Adam. It was God who found Adam, man, in his trespassing and sin after he ate off that tree. And God came looking for him for what, man? You know, not to, you know, to put him out and put death on him and tell him, man, you know, and man, make him like he ain't no good. No, he come looking for a man so that he could fix him up and restore him. He already set up the king, that atmosphere on the earth and eating on the earth. You know, that's before, man, the devil came on the scene and deceived them. You think what the devil did can stop what God doing? God started the process first, and then when the devil come in and throw the monkey wrench in it, if I could say it that way, you think that monkey wrench that he throwed in the man going to stop God from what he's doing? That would make him more powerful than God. Come on now. But when you realize that, man, you some people say, hey, I don't want to fight no devil. That's because you don't know. You don't know what? You don't know that he's a defeated foe and that his kingdom has come down and that he don't have no authority, man, to execute that power that he and influence that he got, that he operating in the earth today. One reason why he's doing that, man, because there ain't enough sons of God. I got a bunch of children of God and everything else, but they ain't got enough sons. Well, for this reason was the sons of God manifested. Do what? Destroy the works of the devil. Why come on this radio, man, to, man, raise up, man, some sons of God, to allow God to use, man. That's why I count it an honor and a privilege to use me, man, to allow God, man, to raise up, man, some sons in the body of Christ, in the church. There would go, man, you know, into the devil's camp, man, and, man, let him know, boy, that a greater is he than came along in the person of Jesus Christ that's on the inside of us. That greater than he that came along, he ain't just talking about Jesus, talking about you and me, too. When we go, let him know, boy, that greater one that came along lives on the inside of me. So when I come in the authority and the power and the might of that greater one. And just like you have to obey Jesus and bow down to Jesus, baby, he'll obey and bow down to you, man. But you got to come to the knowledge of that. You got to know who you are. You got to come off from just being preoccupied with having church. I tell you, that's a good thing. But that's a purpose for you having church, man. The Bible says he gave apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, man, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of their ministry. It ain't to stir you up your emotion and sing songs and worship and everything all do it. No, man, it's to build you up so that you can get your inheritance among those who are sanctified, man. We done made it, man, you know, traditional rituals, ceremonies, and a bunch of traditions. And the Bible says your traditions have made the word of God of none effect. And it's hard for you to break your traditions. Tradition is meaning when you just stop growing, really. You got caught up in this right here, and then you flowing in that, and then you just passing it down, man, from generation to generation. That same thing, when God, man, is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but he's steady progressing toward the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus, man, until, boy, he gets you back to, man, what he said in Genesis chapter 1, till we in his image and his likeness, ruling and reigning on the earth, and it's on earth just like it is in heaven, and the new. And he said, in Revelation, in the end, he said this, and behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down. And they shall dwell on the earth forever. And the dwelling place of God was with the sons of man. Let me say it simple. And it's on earth, just like it is in heaven. And God is living with his children on earth just as it is in heaven. That's in the end, Revelation chapter 20. I told you that's the fulfillment of what he said in Genesis chapter 1. Let's make man in our image and our life, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the cattle and everything that creepeth upon the earth. So God blessed them and gave them, and then he planted that garden and put them in that place so they could fulfill that purpose and destiny. Put them in that place so they could fulfill that purpose and destiny. And again, boy, what the devil did in chapter 20, in chapter 3, man, that got them put out of that place. Let me tell you something. I told you, you can't stop what God doing. Because all them other things that God went through, man, and all the rituals and all the ceremonies, all the Old Testament, and all the characters and prophets and everything else, all was a means, man, to what? One end. What end, man? It climaxed in Revelation chapter 21, 22. After the false prophet and the dragon and the antichrist and the devil and all his angels and everything else was cast into the lake of fire, who the lake of fire was made for, when they was cast into the lake of fire, hey baby, all earth was rid of all rebellion. No more tree of the knowledge of good and evil, just tree of life and all the other good trees. And they say, and I saw the holy city, who, the new Jerusalem, who, the church, the children of God, the family of God, doing what? Coming down from hell. And they shall reign on the earth forever. And the whole earth was just like, man, that Garden of Eden. The whole earth was just like it is in hell. And the devil in hell can stop that from happening. That's the counsel. That's the gospel of the kingdom, man. And then what God said, now, if you want, what I had to do, Arthur, man, if you want to get in on that, man, because that's your destination, that's where you're going to end up in. He's going to fulfill. His counsel going to stand. What I got to do, Arthur? You got to come on through the door. You got to come on through the gospel of Jesus. When I say, you know, preoccupied with preaching the gospel of Jesus, let me tell you something. You can preach the gospel of Jesus and never preach the gospel that Jesus preached. But if you preach the gospel that Jesus preached, then the gospel of Jesus is automatically contained in it. I'm going to say that again, unless you misunderstand me. We could preach, man, the gospel of Jesus Christ, man, until he comes, and never preach the gospel that he preached. But if you preach the gospel that he preached, the gospel of him is automatically contained in it, baby. I told you, boy, you're going to want to know how to get in. And when you get in, man, you got to come through the door. That's why you say, I'm the door. I'm the door. I'm not it. I'm the door. Get past me. Come through me. Don't try to come no other way. Come through me. What? Back into the Garden of Eden. Back into the kingdom of heaven. It's because it's from that place that you can fulfill your destiny. That's why I say he planted that garden there. From that place was mankind to fulfill his destiny. You don't come back into the kingdom. That's why the kingdom is so important to God, because only from that place can we fulfill our God-given purpose and destiny. And the invitation is to all of us, man, day after day after day, not to just the Christians, man, but to everybody, every man, every woman, every boy. Not coming to our religion, not trying to get them to come join us, not trying to get them, man, to convert from the Muslim faith, man, to the Christian faith, man. That's a good thing, but that ain't how God catch fish. Give the invitation to me and did not come join my church, come be a part of what I believe, or come be a part of this denomination, or this is our faith. His invitation is this: come you. That's, who is you? That's all mankind. Watch this here. Who are blessed of your Father. What you mean, Arthur? And God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And what the devil did came, how you going to curse what God had already blessed? Come you who are blessed of your Father and inherit the kingdom, or receive the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. In other words, he's saying, come on back into the Garden of Eden. How, Arthur? Come through Jesus. He's the door. You don't have to understand everything. In other words, man, you can understand everything when you get into the kingdom. When you get in the kingdom, that's when you start hearing, man, about the gospel of Jesus and start learning, man, how to operate in the functioning principles. Because watch this. It's not enough to be in the kingdom. Once you get in the kingdom, and Jesus is the door to the kingdom, or back to the Garden of Eden, or back into the presence of God, or back into God's original plan and purpose for your life. The reason why we're having so much problem and trouble, man, because we're trying to obtain all that, man, out in the wilderness. No, you got to come on back. And God's purpose is not fulfilled for your lives in the wilderness. His purpose is fulfilled in our lives in the promised land. His purpose is fulfilled in our lives when we come back into Eden, when we get back to Eden. Then we can start living on top of the world. What's Eden? The gospel, the kingdom of hell. Where is that? It's among you. It's at your hand right now. How I get in? Hey, Jesus, you the door. I'm coming through you. You don't have to understand nothing. And Father, I'm coming through your Son, Jesus Christ. Coming where? To the church? No, into your kingdom. And baby, when you come into the kingdom, like we ended last week, you come in. My time is up, y'all. And I'm about to wind it up. When you come in to the kingdom, then you go, man, up there, man, you get the people at the desk your name, and they look in the register. They look in the book of life, and they see that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life, and, baby, they'll give you the keys to the kingdom. Because, see, once you're in it, it's not enough just to be in it. Now you got to go, man, you got to learn the functioning principles of it, how it operates, the laws that governs it, how to live in the kingdom of darkness, how to reign in life, you know. We know church protocol, but you don't know nothing about kingdom protocol. We know how to conduct ourselves in church, but you don't know how to conduct yourself as a king, as a mighty woman, and a mighty man of God. When you come into the kingdom, baby, he give you a key. That's when we start learning. See, we ain't got to the keys yet. He's just steady. Since I've been on this broadcast, just issuing out the invitation. And baby, in a little while, he'll get into the functioning principles of it, man. Like I told you, you ain't heard nothing yet. My time is up, and I would like for you to stay tuned to this. Because all I'm doing is, and I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness. Just like John the Baptist. His message was the same as Jesus. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. It belonged to you. It's yours. Don't cost you nothing. You just got to receive it. You just receive me to grab a hold of and to seize it and to place it in your possession. And then, man, allow it to grow up and receive the seed. And then allow that seed to grow up by being watered and cultivated and nourished by continuing, man, you know, in the word. And as you continue in the truth, you're going to know the truth, and the truth going to set you free. Listen, my number is 713-870-3776. Again, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to come into your home and automobile and share with you. You haven't heard anything yet. We're just really getting started. The foundation is being laid, and I pray that you're coming on in to the kingdom of God and bringing your church and your beliefs and everything else. Listen, my phone number once again is 713-870-3776. If we could be of any further help or assistance to you, you know, feel free to call that number, 24/7. Again, it's an honor and privilege to bless you. God bless you, and we love you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life.